Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. The CDC is warning that the rapid spread of the Omicron variant across the country could lead to a surge in cases come January. That is, the variant has now been confirmed in at least 35 states. Here to discuss is Dr. Julie Morita, Robert Executive Vice President and former Biden Transition COVID Advisory Board member. Doctor, thank you so much for being here with us today. The CDC is reporting we've seen a sevenfold increase in Omicron cases in the U.S. in just the past week. What are you expecting as we cross the holidays into January? What sort of track are we on?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, I mean, I think what the CDC is saying is real. We have to pay attention to what's happening with Omicron. In the short period of time that we've known about the virus, we've seen that the percentage of the virus in the United States that is made up by Omicron has increased from less than 1% and now about 3%. So that means that 97% of the viruses that are circulating right now are really related to Delta. But we still have an increasing number of the Omicron variant, and it's something that needs to be paid attention to and taken seriously.
And doctor, thank you for joining us here. I'm wondering if Omicron does become the dominant variant here, and with respect to COVID-19 infections, what does that exactly mean for the U.S. population, for the world population? We know it doesn't seem to be as dangerous as some of the other variants, such as Delta, but we also know that it transmits more readily. So what should people be doing to prepare themselves for Omicron versus the older variants that we've been dealing with?
Right. I think the key thing from my perspective is that what we have right now is preliminary information. It's still early in terms of our understanding about Omicron and how bad it is and how transmissible it is and how much the vaccine works against it. What we do know right now in the United States is that the vast majority of infections are being caused by the Delta variant. And that virus is actually, the vaccine is highly effective against it. So in terms of best things that people should be doing to protect themselves, it's the things that we've known about for a while. We really need to continue to get vaccinated. If you haven't been vaccinated, you need to get the boosters. If you have been fully vaccinated, continuing to wear masks in indoor spaces, avoiding large crowds, being real careful about, particularly if you have underlying health conditions, if you're an older person or you're unvaccinated, the risk is still there. And we need to be doing those kinds of measures that we've been doing for the past 2 years.
I want to turn your attention to college campuses. Cornell University reporting that they've identified 900 COVID cases, many of them being the Omicron variant. And there are 20 plus colleges across the country that have now imposed booster mandates. So it seems like these campuses are like a petri dish for breeding, but whether it's Delta, whether it's Omicron. But it's a breeding ground. So many of them are now returning to, you know, learning via the internet. And I'm just wondering, when do we get to the point where many of these are vaccinated? Some of them have been boosted as well. When do we get to the point where we see a breakthrough infection with even having a booster shot? Because we're not going to a COVID zero, policy, even with the booster. At some point, we're going to see another variant. Where does this end?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key thing is the great thing that we have good fortune in the United States and that we have good surveillance systems so we can identify when we do have the Omicron variant identified. And then there are studies that are ongoing now to look internationally as well as in the United States to look at who's getting sick, how sick are they? Are they vaccinated? Have they had booster doses or not? So we'll have more information as time goes on. But in the meantime, it's really important that the testing that's happening is happening. The people who are identified with infections are isolated. People who are close to them are quarantined, so they can't really get infected and spread it to other people. So we can actually manage it and control it until we know more about the virus itself. I think, you know, when you refer to college campuses as being breeding grounds, I think any area where there's a lot of people that are congregating together who are either unvaccinated or are not wearing masks or who have underlying health conditions, those kinds of settings are where people are at higher risk. And we're heading into the holidays, which you mentioned earlier, and people are traveling, people want to be congregating. So using good judgment is critical. Get vaccinated. Get tested if you're planning to be with other people so that you can make sure you're not sick and spreading it to other folks. Wearing masks when you're in indoor places, all these things are really important to continue to do while we're learning and understanding more about the variant.
All right, we will have to leave it there. Dr. Julie Morita, Robert Executive Vice President and former Biden Transition COVID Advisory Board member, thank you so much for your insight today.